You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Now, I want to get more into the AI conversation that we started the show with. This week, the battle between Google and Microsoft really heated up, with Google launching its version of ChatGPT, which is Bard, and they did it publicly. Sam Dickey from Fisher Funds is with us now. Hi, Sam.
Heather, g'day.
Great name, Sam.
Was that Bard or Sam?
Sam. Yeah, good name. If you were named Nigel, you would change your name to Sam, wouldn't you? Now, what are the differences to the matter at hand? What are the differences between Bard and ChatGPT?
There's a few different differences. I think the key difference there is Bard's hooked up to the internet, so it's giving you real-time information, whereas ChatGPT got given some data sets that only took it up till the end of 2021. But there has been some developments there, actually.
What are the developments?
Well, So Microsoft, as you probably know, has invested around $10 billion in OpenAI, which is the developer of the GPT language model ChatGPT is based upon. And the ChatGPT we've all been trying is version 3.5, and that's the one that only has the data up until December 2021. And Microsoft have now overlaid their own search capabilities, which gives ChatGPT real-time capability, and it's powered by GPT-4, which is a more advanced model, and Microsoft, I met up with them in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, and they've been monitoring search relevancy for more than 20 years, and the advances they're seeing from the new Bing are the strongest advances they've ever seen, so they're fizzing.
Can we say, is it too early to say which one of the two is better?
It probably is too early. I do think that Google's been working behind the scenes on this for probably 10 years as well, but It really is reaching an inflection point, and that's just the proliferation of AI generally. But this chatbot has kind of supercharged public interest in AI. Moreover,
yeah, is it the case that one of these bots acknowledges that it's a bot while the other one tries to hide it?
Yeah, there has been some talk about that. I mean, chatbots, useless chatbots, have been around for years, a decade or so, and. And I think ChatGPT in particular allows you to use natural language and ask human-like questions and you get a response, a human-like answer. Mm. It kind of understands what you're really getting at, even if you're a five-year-old child. And it gives you succinct answers rather than hundreds of answers. And then it really allows you to iterate down the rabbit hole really quickly. So, for example, if you're in a rush for a meeting, you haven't done much prep, you can ask, you know, and you're an investor, you can sort of ask ChatGPT, what are the three things that make this particular company tick or make it special? What's its special sauce? And it gives you three succinct answers. But then the real power is when you start to iterate down the rabbit hole. So you can ask it for specific examples that bring each of those three things alive. And then so you've got both sides of the argument before you go into the meeting. You can ask it for the alternative viewpoint or how it could be wrong. So that's all within sort of 30 seconds or 60 seconds before a meeting, which is pretty powerful stuff.
I mean, Sam, at its very basic level, it is just like a Google search on steroids, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And it's more the that's correct, although the difference obviously with Google search these days is Google search will serve you up 500,000 answers, and the ones that will go to the top of your search list will be the ones that are paid the most. This is quite different. It'll give you one answer. And that's been one of the pushbacks to this so far is it's very confident in its answer. It gives you one answer, but you do have to do a bit of fact-checking. And that's, I guess, my view on that is it's only going to get better. And that's why this new version 4 that's powering the new Bing search engine is showing the biggest advances in search relevancy in 20 years of search.
Do you agree with Elon Musk that this is freaky and we need to pause?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, if you're listening to the OpenAI founders themselves, not so much pause, but they are a little concerned about how rapidly it's moving. They don't know how this is going to end up. But, I mean, I guess listening to Sam Altman, he is convinced of some obvious use cases. And one is that it makes... Given that it can learn code or has learned, you know, computer coding, it makes computer programmers 10 times more productive. So if you think about all those expensive, computer coding programs that you've been wanting to do in your business, this effectively gets it on the 90% discount. So that's going to be really powerful and really productive. But there are a lot of other use cases we haven't even sort of started to scratched the surface of yet. So I think that's why even the inventor himself is a little bit circumspect about the speed at which it's moving.
Tell you what, the more I listen to this, the more I just want to hook into it because it sounds like it really is going to change our lives. Sam, thank you for that. Really, really fascinating stuff. Sam Dickey of Fisher Funds.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.